Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you for today. Lord, thank you that we can be thankful to you for your goodness, for your love, for your faithfulness to us in all our circumstances that we experience in life. Lord, I pray, Lord, that Lord, when we are going through difficult times, Lord, when things are rocky, when things are trying, when things are hard, Lord, may we remember your goodness, remember your faithfulness, and remember your steadfast love. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so this morning, this evening, I will be continuing on with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And I think as a tradition, David has been reading this section of verses. And so how about we read it all together? We urge you, brothers and sisters, admonish the unruly, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with everyone, see that no one repays another with evil for evil, but always seek what is good for one another and for all people. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not utterly reject prophecies, but examine everything. Hold firmly to that which is good. Abstain from every form of evil. So this evening we'll be covering specifically 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. And I just have this verse in different translations. And as I read these verses and these different translations, I hope that you'll begin to have it in your memory, and also begin to form some sort of opinion and reaction to this verse. So I'll just go ahead and read it in different translations. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. In the ESV, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. The New Living Translation says, be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And the Amplified says, in every situation, no matter what the circumstances, be thankful and continually give thanks to God, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. The Webster definition of thanksgiving or thankfulness can be defined as expressing gratitude and showing appreciation. And so in summary, as when we read these different translations of this verse, and with this definition of thanksgiving, we can kind of phrase this verse as to express gratitude to God, to show appreciation towards God, and continually give thanks to God in all circumstances and in every situation. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. When we hear Paul's command to the believers of in everything give thanks in all circumstances, to express gratitude towards God in all situations, and no matter what the circumstances, to continually give thanks to him, we tend to think, or my thought is, what about this situation? What about these circumstances? Does Paul really expect his believers, God's believers, God's people, to continually and always give thanks in all circumstances? Surely it would be reasonable, rational, or acceptable to not give thanks under certain circumstances and situations. Maybe when there is sickness. Does God really expect me to be thankful during times of sickness? Does God really expect me to be thankful during times of death? Does God really expect me to be thankful during times of financial ruin? It's a true story. does God, and something I think I find very difficult is, does God really expect me to be thankful when someone sins against me? And when we have this line of questioning, I believe it is under the premise that our thankfulness is dependent upon the condition of our circumstances. So when we think in this kind of way, when we ask these kind of questions, we think of thankfulness as dependent upon the condition of our circumstances. And that is our human tendency, to base our happiness, our thanksgiving, on by what we can presently see in our circumstances and situations. But the verse does not command us to be thankful for all circumstances, but the verse says to be thankful in the midst of all circumstances. So a more accurate diagram, I believe, would be something like this, where our thanksgiving is not rooted in the condition of our circumstances, but as believers, our thanksgiving is rooted in God, who He is, what He provides, and what He values. And this shift of focus, where we are less this is a shift in our focus, a shift in what we set our mind on, where we are less occupied with the conditions of our present circumstances and pay more attention to God. So from my understanding, this is the way that we can be continually thankful, to be thankful in all of our circumstances. When our thanksgiving is not based upon our circumstances, our thanksgiving is not based upon our situation, but our thanksgiving is rooted in who God is and what He values and what He provides. So let's cover some things that we can be continually thankful for. Things that from the Bible that Christians and believers have been thankful for. As believers, we can be thankful for God's goodness, His steadfast love, His mercy, His faithfulness, and His righteousness. To read one verse of this section, just read the first one. Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courtyards with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His faithfulness is to all generations. So as a believer, we can be thankful for God's goodness, His love, who He is, His faithfulness, and His righteousness. To continue, we can be thankful as believers, we can be continually thankful for God's provision, how He is our strength, our shield, how He gives us the victory over sin, and how He gives us this inheritance of an unshakable kingdom. I'll just read one of these verses, the first one. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In Him my heart trusts and I am helped. My heart exults, and with my song I give thanks to Him. Remember, these are things that we can continually be thankful for, no matter what the situation is and no matter what the circumstances are. And this is just a list of items that this is not an exhaustive list, but these are just kind of what I've searched up and what I found. Keep going. I have two more. We can be continually thankful for God's people, even the imperfect ones. One thing that I noticed when I was younger, in 1 Corinthians, in the beginning of Corinthians, Paul says, thanks to God always because of the grace of God given to you in Christ Jesus. So the Apostle Paul, when he's writing to the Corinthians, the first mention that he says in the beginning of the letter is, I'm always thanking God for the grace of God for you guys, for the grace of God that was given to you. And then he goes on to mention all of the things that he wished that they wouldn't do. So even in the midst of these, these Christians or these believers who aren't living up to what they know, Paul still finds reasons to be continually thankful for them. Next, everything created by God. This is just 1 Timothy chapter 4. For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving. For it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. So these are just some examples in which we as believers, we can be continually thankful for, regardless of our circumstances that we are encountering, in which are rooted in who God is, what he has provided, and what he also values. So now I'm going to cover some points that I think would be just helpful in this process of being continually thankful to God. You know, some things to think about, some things to ponder. Yeah, some points that I thought would be helpful. So for my first point is, just to recap so far. So we've kind of summarized that the verse says, to express gratitude to God, show appreciation towards God, and continually give thanks to God in all circumstances, in every situation. And we are commanded to be continually thankful to God in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, where our thankfulness is based in God, who he is, and what he provides, and what he values. And just a quick recap, continually thankful for these groups of things: God's goodness, his provision, his people, and everything created by God. So yeah, now I will go to some points that I thought would be helpful when considering this in our life. So my first point is, I believe that if we are to be continually thankful to God, it requires us to trust that God is good, to believe that God is good. In order to be continually thankful to God, then one must trust that God is always good. Always good. No matter, not just sometimes, but always. Trust that his will, his motive, his ways, his judgment, his discipline are all good. And I think a challenge with this is that in the beginning, when we start out as believers, there's just not many personal subjective experiences that we have of God's goodness. I mean, we hear about it, we hear it from other people, we may read about it, but we ourselves perhaps are not, at least not aware of God's goodness in our life. And so that's why I think it is so helpful, you know, to read about other people's stories, to read about testimonies, people who were before us, even in the Bible, in the scripture, about God has been faithful and good to them. And even reading, this is also an encouragement to us, like to read the Bible, to read biographies, even attending Christian gatherings, to be encouraged. You know, when we gather here this morning, I was just encouraged just to hear people's testimonies of what they've experienced from being on their own and what God has provided to them. And that is also encouragement to me, and encouragement to me as to why I should also trust God in my own personal experiences. So in order to be continually thankful, I think it is really helpful, perhaps even required, to believe that God is good. Next, I think in order to be continually thankful, I think we have to believe that present circumstances are just the present circumstances. I just want to preface this by saying I know some people, they go through really difficult things throughout their lifetime. So even some of you right now, I don't know your current situation, but you might be going through something difficult, or you know of someone who's going through something difficult right now. And in no way do I mean to belittle this person's situation or your situation or your suffering or make light of it with what I'm about to say. And so what I mean by this statement is that we are often tempted to believe that our circumstances, our present circumstances, are more than just our present circumstances. You know, when we go through really difficult times, like the ones that I mentioned earlier, like sickness and death, financial ruin, when someone sins against you, you know, the temptation is to believe that those circumstances are all that matter. Those circumstances are all that matter. But one thing that I think is important to remember is that circumstances, they pass with time. You know, oftentimes, even the most difficult circumstances pass with time. And even lifelong circumstances will pass at the end of life. And the Apostle Paul would say this regarding our present circumstances. He says, you know, these present life circumstances such as suffering and these momentary afflictions that we may endure for being believers and followers of Jesus Christ, they are unworthy to be compared to what God has in store for us in the next life. So in no way do I mean to, no way do I mean to belittle or to take lightly of people's current situations, your situation. But at the same time, we should also remember these present circumstances that we are going through, though they may be difficult, they are just our present circumstances. Another thing to consider, as we're thinking about this, always be thankful. In everything, give thanks to God. Is if you're not giving thanks to God, if you're not continually giving thanks to God, then what is the alternative? What is the alternative if we're not giving thanks to God? And perhaps this is more a black and white example, but it helps convey the point. So when we are not in the constant state of thankfulness towards God, then what options are we left with? And what are we left with if we're not going to be thankful to God? One way to think about it then is that our thankfulness is then dependent upon the condition of our circumstances. If our thankfulness isn't dependent upon God, then most likely we will our thankfulness will then be dependent upon the things that we see, the things that we feel, the things that we experience. And with this, I think the temptation is that to believe that present circumstances are all that matter. And I believe that this gives room for anxiousness, anxiety, and unrest. Gives room for grumbling, complaining, and discontent. And we are oftentimes in search of relief from these difficult present circumstances. If we're not thankful to God, continually thankful to God, then, and if these circumstances are trying and difficult, then oftentimes our focus and priority is to get away from those circumstances. And oftentimes we choose disobedient and unrighteous means to, and our seek to, of relief. So what happens, if we're not continually thankful to God? To kind of put this all together, I believe all of these things are kind of grouped into together. I've heard before, you get one sin, you get one for free. It's like they all come bundled together in a package. So unthankfulness towards God, you know, with it comes anxiousness, anxiety. With it also comes grumbling and complaining. With it comes distrust in God. I think distrust in God is at the root of all of these other things. And close at hand, with where there is distrust in God, there is oftentimes disobedience and unrighteousness. The next part of the verse says that, for this is the will of God. This is the will of God. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. previously in 1 Thessalonians, the will of God was referenced concerning sanctification and abstaining all kinds of sexual immorality. But here, the will of God is referencing in everything give thanks. When we think of God's will, we often think of sanctification, holiness, God's commandments, His righteousness, His purpose, seeking to do good to one another. So then, what does continual thankfulness to God have to do with all the rest of these things? So this is how I make sense of it. In order to be continually thankful towards God, one must maintain the perspective that God is always good, like we mentioned before, that what God provides and what He promises outweigh the present circumstances. And with this, if we believe number one and number two, then it is always reasonable and appropriate and in our best interest to practice obedience to God, regardless of our present circumstances. So when we believe that God is always good, and if we trust that what He provides and what He promises will outweighs all of the things that we are presently experiencing in our human and earthly life, then it is reasonable and rational to always obey God. So that is how I put it together. How this thankfulness is part of the will of God and is directly related to our obedience to Him. So just like how before I mentioned, you buy one sin, you get one free. With grumbling and discontentment, there is distrust in God. And where there is distrust in God, there is disobedience to God's commands. And in the same way, where there is continual thankfulness towards God, then there is a trusting that He is good no matter what the present circumstances. And where there is trust in God, there is obedience to His commands. I'll leave you with one last example. And this is Jesus at the Last Supper. When Jesus was with His disciples and at the Last Supper, He knew that His death was imminent, that the cross was coming, and with it the betrayal of His disciples during the persecution. Jesus knew what was coming. He was going to lose the presence of God the Father. He was going to experience the penalty of sin. And in the midst of all of this, when Jesus knew that all of these things were about to happen, what did He do? He broke bread and gave thanks to God. He broke bread and gave thanks to God with His disciples. I appreciate that God does not expect something of us that He Himself has not done. I saw that this is a prayer from Thomas A. Kempis that you all covered last week, and so I just wanted to read it because it's prayer. I think with unceasing prayer, in it should come a lot of thankfulness to God for who He is and what He provides. So I'll just read this prayer. Oh Lord, help me to have a tender heart to the truths in Your Word which need to be applied to my life. Teach me to walk according to Your Holy Scriptures and lead me down the path of living up to what I know. Grant me the wisdom to understand and live according to Your will. Give me the eyes and heart to see and ponder. With reverential awe and sincere appreciation, Your general and special blessings, so that my thanksgiving will be worthy of the gift and of the giver. In our unceasing prayers to God, may we practice to be thankful to God in all our circumstances for His goodness and what He provides to us. Amen.